You're listening to
The Marn Report.
Well, howdy, Fort Stewart. Today we have another edition of the Marn Report podcast, and today we're joined with a very special guest. This is the first time Miss Monica Guthrie from the Hunter PAO is here today. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thanks for inviting me to participate today.
Yes, of course. So for people that know, can you tell a little bit about what you do around Fort Stewart?
Yeah, so I manage the public affairs office at Hunter Army Airfield. And so I have the garrison command team that I work with, and just letting our community there know what's going on, any big events that are happening, if there's hurricanes coming, you know, just the normal, letting our community know what's happening, information that they need to know to get by day to day.
Yeah, so yeah, Monica is a part of the team. She's our bestie just from down the road, down 144, right? So as we know, there is some really cool information out there right now. We've been hearing a lot of talks about My Army Post. It's supposed to be coming out. Can you give us a little bit of an insight about what My Army Post is?
Yeah, so the My Army Post app will be the replacement for the Digital Garrison app, which if you've been using the Digital Garrison app, it might seem daunting. You know, why do we need another one? But this app, I believe, is going to be an upgrade from what we have. Ideally, that's what every new thing is going to be, is an upgrade. And so what the Army has been doing is they've had pilot programs throughout installations around the world to try out things, to troubleshoot stuff. And as they have fine-tuned what the app was going to look like, we're now getting into the rollout phase for the rest of the Army. And Stuart Hunter is coming up on that list.
Yeah, so as you were saying, this is going to be replacing our Digital Garrison app. So in what ways is this different from the Digital Garrison app? Like, how are different communications going to be streamlined, and what can people kind of expect from this app?
Yeah, so ideally, the way it'll work is that, there's a few features that are unique to this one. So one of them is that agencies will have control over being able to update their information immediately. So in the past, they've had to channel that information to someone else who then is responsible for updating everything. In this app, those agencies will be able to take ownership and update hours, put in different times, different, like the gates, for example. As the gates change, for whatever the reason is, they'll be able to put that out. In addition, then they'll be able to put out kind of a notification to say, hey, this is what's going on here. What's also great about this app is that users have the opportunity to give feedback. And I use that term kind of loosely, but it's actually very finite. What it is, it just sort of lets people know how the times are at the pharmacy. So that's the one that I use the most, is at the pharmacy. So if you go and you see, hey, it's like a 10-minute wait or a 30-minute wait, or it's on time, you can go into the app and immediately put in there, hey, so imagine it like Waze when you're driving, and you kind of see what the traffic is going to be like before you get there, but wait times at the pharmacy. So that's kind of one way. You can also put in there, hey, I've noticed that the hours are not here, and then the user or the owner of that agency will be able to see, oh, we didn't get here. Let's update this information. So those kinds of things are just a few of the things that are unique to this app. Some of the things are the same, is that you'll be able to go from installation to installation, and kind of change your location within the app, and it'll give you unique information there. But that's just a few of the things. There's a lot of really great perks to that. I could talk about it for a while.
Yeah, so from what I'm hearing, it's seeming like every little small entity on installation is going to be on the app, right?
Correct.
So it's not going to be just like one general overview. It's you can go to each specific entity and contact them directly, right?
Exactly. And what's great, you can also pick favorites. So for example, if you have a child that goes to a DoD school, you can select that and it'll be on your homepage, if you will. And so when you open it up, it'll show you immediately. So sometimes it's like, oh man, is it a training holiday? Like, do we have school today? Do we not have school today? I can't remember. And you can just go to the app. It'll be there right up front. You can see at other installations, you know, they have bus routes, not for schools, but for soldiers to move around. And so they'll have bus routes on there, and you can save the route that you like. If there's a gate that you go into all the time, you can put the gate on there. And so those things are formatted so that way you have that right away, that information available to you. The second you open it up, you don't have to search, although the search function is really great. They have different categories that you can help find things quickly. They have a whole newcomer section. So if you're just now arriving to the installation, you know how it is, where you're like,
that's big right there.
It is really big. And processing is, it can be cumbersome, and finding the right information is sometimes difficult to do. So having that all there, how many times have people been like, oh, what's the number to insert, you know? And so you'll be able to have that right away and to be able to call people.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's saving people a lot of time. So as we look forward and how this is shaping the future, Do you believe that this is going to cut down on, I guess, questions, you think? Instead of calling people, people can go to the app and they'll be able to get what they're looking for through that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the goal of all of our communications, is to be able to give people easier access to information that they can find on their own. The app is something that's really easy. Sometimes we'll, you know, we're quick to say, oh, that information's online, or it's on our social media, things like that. But not everybody, we have learned, not everybody uses the same social media. Not everybody is online the same way or has the same skill set on how to navigate things. So having the app just makes it is so user-friendly. It's so functional. And so it'll save time when you're looking for things, especially when it's when you're 5 minutes from the gate and you can't remember if it's open or not. Let me stop and say, not that I recommend using your phone while you're driving, but if you pulled over on the side of the road, you could then look and see if it's open or not.
Right. And so from what I've heard, you've had experience piloting this app a little bit, right?
Yes. So I came from Camp Humphreys, which is in Pyeongtaek, Korea, South Korea. And they were one of the first installations asked to pilot the program. And so I got to see firsthand as they developed the program there. Futures Command came out and we worked hand in hand with them developing things. We had focus groups to talk with both service members, but also spouses and also DoD employees to see what are the things that most benefits them. As a result of that, we were sure to include things like putting the schools in there. They were really good about fine tuning how to incorporate the when you're a newcomer coming in. But what's really great also is that when you hit there's like magnifying glass, the search section. When it opens up at the very top, it gives you a whole list of things: gates, units, medical, finance, food. But something that's also really important to people that they don't think about there at the very end is jobs, which is very important to spouses. Wow. So you can click the jobs option. It'll pull up all the USA jobs that are available at that installation. Wow. So not only is that great when you're already here, but if you have orders for your next duty station, you can switch out on your app, look at the jobs that are already available there, and it'll take you straight to those locations. It's really great.
That's crazy. Going forward, big picture, where do you see this app developing? Where do you see this going for the future of the military communities and things like that?
I think that this app has the potential to really replace the way that communication is done, because it will be, again, as I said, it's so user-friendly, it's so easy to navigate, that this will become a place that information is stored but also updated quickly. So right now we're very quick from the public affairs standpoint. We're quick to, like, let's make sure our website is updated, let's make sure our social media puts out the information. But the app will give us the ability to do it all streamlined all at once, that people will be able to go in there. In the fact that they'll be able to update it themselves makes it so that way we're eliminating the middleman. The more accurate we can get our app, the more useful it is to the user. And so because of our ability to make that really accurate really quickly, I think that this will be something that replaces. One other great perk, I'm sorry, I keep thinking of things. Another great perk is that, so for example, you can put events in there. So when MWR has events that are going on, you can save those in your things as well. So now you've got kind of you have access to phone numbers and information, but you also have kind of a calendar. I remembered MWR was doing something. You scroll in there and you have it already saved, and you can I saved that one. We're going to take our kids to the tree lighting or to trunk or treat or whatever it is that's going on. It's really great. And I think it's one of those things too, that as soldiers talk to each other, as spouses talk to each other, just individuals, they'll encourage each other. Hey, well, check out the app because it's all in there. If you want to know something, that's where you'll find it.
It sounds like our own personal little social media, like our little military Instagram,
right? It is almost like that. Yeah, it is. And I think also the feedback portion of it, in a specific kind of way where we can say, hey, these information things are incorrect, also lends itself to being able to directly engage with the people who can make the changes on there, so that way everyone benefits from having accurate information.
So it does go both ways. So I know we talked about how different entities can come in and update information, but us as people that use the app can also update it as well, right?
Absolutely, because let's just be real. Like, mistakes happen. We're all human, and so maybe someone forgot, oh, we actually are going to be closed on Monday or something like that. The first person who goes in there is like, hey, your hours are wrong today. Then the user, person who owns it can see that notification. Oh, let me change that right away, and so that way everyone has the same information.
All right, no, that's great. And so, do you think there's anything that we haven't talked about today, possibly that you should let people know?
No, I know that we have, we're getting closer and closer to being able to release it here at Stewart and at Hunter. And as soon as that goes out, I strongly encourage that you get on and check it out. Again, it's very user-friendly, so it would only take you just maybe 60 seconds, really, to just look around and to understand how to navigate it. And that way, in the future, when you have a question or if you're looking for information, you'll be able to find it quickly.
Yeah, no, it sounds like the future, you know, job postings. Yes. Just different installation events, just different updates. It sounds like that's the app. That's where you need to be.
Yes.
To make sure that you're staying in the loop and honestly just making sure you know what's going on around your installation.
Right? There are so many people who ask, you know, why didn't I know about this? Yeah. Or, you know, how come I didn't put the information out? Well, now we have this system here. You don't have to go to a bunch of different locations to try to find the information. It's all right here in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, super easy. Well, as we get closer to the launch day, we'll make sure we keep you guys updated if any new information comes out. All right. Well, thank you again, Monica, for coming on the Martin Report podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. You have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you guys here next week.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.